This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The role of art in Judaism has been a complex one. The Ten Commandments teach us, "Thou shalt not make for thyself any carved idol or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth." Historically, this commandment inhibited artistic Jewish expression. However, items used in fulfilling the biblical commandments could be decorated, their physical beauty used to enhance man's performance of God's will. The earliest example of such craftsmanship was when God designated Bezalel to fashion the holy utensils of the sanctuary in the desert, saying, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts." Likewise, Jewish art has found expression in ritual objects, such as beautifully designed prayer books, menorahs, spice boxes, and wine goblets. Today, Israel has spawned an entire new generation of artisans and craftsmen working within this biblical framework. They are achieving international fame without compromising or transgressing the second of the Ten Commandments, and the results can be seen throughout Israel and indeed the world. Isn't it wonderful that our Creator gives us the ability to create in aesthetic ways that honor and reflect His glory?
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Right now, tens of thousands of children, families, and elderly in Israel are living in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca.